Kaite whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. I'm very lucky to be joined by a special guest on air. Morena to Georgia Knight.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm up.
Nice. Oh, congrats. That's an achievement. It's an achievement to get up these days. I don't know how the weather is down in Ohinehoe, Littleton, but it's dreary and rainy up here.
Oh, really? It's actually, you know what? It's pretty beautiful. It's like slate grey, but really crisp.
Oh, nice. I feel like any weather is beautiful in Littleton because it's just beautiful all the time.
Yeah, I think it's like as soon as you start seeing some boats, you know, it just, it's kind of, it's framed very well. We're like nestled amongst the hills, so it's very beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. How are you finding it settling in Littleton after moving from Nam? I imagine that's quite a big shift.
Well, I've been here for a couple of months. I've been here for about 4 months. But I was, I'd like visited a couple of times before that, so I had a little bit of a feel for the place. But I think I'm just going like one step at a time. Although I have found that like, I reckon I've met more people in the last 4 months that I've met in like the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Everyone's really like, everyone's pretty friendly.
Yeah.
You get to know people pretty quickly.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be your friend in small town New Zealand, that's for sure.
It's just like, this is the fresh meat thing. It's real, you know.
I bet. We're here to talk about your new single, Desire, which I'm loving, and it feels like quite a new sound for you, right?
It's definitely a bit of a like departure from my like other recorded music, for sure. Mm.
It's sort of leaning into, I want to say, like a trip-hop sort of vibe. Talk to me about the sonic influences for this new song.
You know, it was like, musically, it was just like the way into recording this album. I really needed like a, kind of like a way of getting into the, like leading into the world.
Mm.
I was listening to a lot of Talk Talk at the time, which is why the song's called Desire, and the chorus of the song is actually Mark Hollis's words, mm. Desire Whispered Spoken. Definitely some Talk Talk. I was also really into Babe the movie, which somehow has like made its way in there. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's definitely like a piglet, you know, running around.
Oh, so we are talking about Babe, like the kids' movie with the talking pig. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, definitely like Talk Talk's there, Portishead is there. But yeah, that kind of like mid-90s trip hop laced kind of sound is in there, is like throughout the whole song for sure.
Mm, and I think it's gonna land really well. I mean, I know it's landing well because it's already, we had our BFM top 10 countdown last night, and the song only came out yesterday and it's already debuted at number 8 on the BFM top 10, so congrats.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wow. Thanks New Zealand.
People are fans. it's such a cool sound. I'm wondering, because it is quite a new sort of era for you in the sound, was that quite a conscious choice of like, I really want to do something different, or did it happen quite organically?
I think a little of both, to
right.
be honest. I mean, I knew I was making like folk music for a while and playing in different kinds of bands. But I think all the while I'd been kind of marinating on how I was going to like frame my own music. It so happened to come at a good time that I've moved countries at the same time. So my entire life has changed at the same time as putting out like a kind of different music.
Mm-hmm.
So a little conscious for sure.
Mm. There's a cool music video as well, which feels very sort of DIY and moody. And I'm really curious as to, in this video, there's sort of these scenes of you like focusing deeply on something on your laptop and peeling a mandarin, which I appreciate the avant-garde elements of that. And I'm really curious as to what you were watching. Was it Babe on your laptop?
It so could have been Babe, but it's better than Babe. I'm actually staring intently at a just one, a screen that is just the Fortnite blue background. We tried so many different, sort of backlit screens, but Fortnite blue was the only thing that would, that was right at the time.
This is brilliant. I think it's going to go down real well with the brain rot generation.
Oh yeah. Mine's completely rotted away. There's nothing left.
Yeah, well, there's not much left to think about these days. It's so cool. I'm so excited for new music that's to come. There is new music on its way?
There is. This is the first track off an album that's going to be released later this year.
Cool. And speaking of stuff to look forward to, the next time we'll probably see you in Tamaki Makaurau is when you're opening for Folk Bitch Trio in September, right?
Yeah. Coming up for that, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be nice to reunite with some Melbourne musicians, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I just, now that I feel like I know a little about New Zealand, I just want to kind of run them around and show them everything.
It's really cool. I like this relationship that's developing, because I know Folk Bitch Trio, they recorded their album here in Auckland, so it'd be cool to have you here, because you're basically a New Zealander now. I think we're beginning to claim you as our own. And then Folk Bitch Trio will come over, and you're touring all around the country with them, playing Auckland at the Tuning Fork on the 26th of September, San Fran, Wellington on the 27th, and then at the Loons in Littleton on the 28th. What can people expect from you in those shows?
Well, I'll be playing solo, but I'll be playing songs off my new album, and I'm playing an auto harp, which
cool.
is pretty fun. It's kind of like sort of like the inside of a Barbie piano, but you hold it, you hang on to it and strum away. But Folk Bitch Trio are amazing too. It's going to be like four goth Melbourneians like racing around New Zealand.
Brilliant. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. And tickets are on sale for that now from Moshtix. And of course, your new track Desire and the video are out everywhere. I think we should have a listen and give people a taste of Georgia Nights dipping your toes into trip-hop, eh?
Awesome.
Cool. Thank you so much for chatting, Georgia. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we can't wait to hear some more new music.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Ka kite.
Bye.
function, my lesson.